Coach wears a diaper.
Listen, Coles, you're not far off. You're saying that. Like, sometimes I'll be brushing my teeth and I'll, like, just pee in my pants. Like,
what?
Like, not totally, like, a whole pee. I mean, you're not
why
far
you
off.
Why would brushing your teeth?
I just saw me stand and brush my teeth and... like pee comes
out. Shit yourself.
What? Oh, yeah.
I want to throw up.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God. Yeah, but that's why? True. So that was a really good segue into adult diapers.
Crack open a cold one, kick back, and enjoy a week's worth of conversation from pop culture, sports, breaking news, and everything in between. Welcome to the Pine Room Podcast. At the beginning of the podcast each week, everyone on the show rolls a 20-sided die. The person who rolls the lowest number then becomes the moderator for that week's show, and it's their job to move the conversation along and switch from various topics or questions that can be found on the moderator's cheat sheet or custom ones they've brought in themselves. If you have a question or a topic you'd like us to discuss, send us an email to contact@thepineroompodcast.com. Well, that's enough of that. Let's get into the show. You're listening to the Pine Room Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome in to the Pine Room Podcast, episode 110.
Yay.
I haven't been here for a while, so I'm pumped up.
Yeah.
They won't ever include me anymore because I'm old and fat and decrepit. So
botchy every
Tuesday. They don't want me on, so I'm glad to be back. I'm here with Cools, Jubb, and Jarrett for episode 110. We're going to be joined by Gia and Sammy here later on to talk about their new venture, which is really exciting. I'm really fired up for that. That's going to be cool. And I've never seen, like, girls so excited to do something. Like, I think they're going to be...
Except when they go on dates with Cools.
Yeah. What, girls could go on dates with Cools? Yeah. Do they get excited?
Yeah.
No, what about?
Well, that's never happened before, so...
they cry.
Oh, Jesus. No, they don't do that.
So, hey, like, if there were five girls and they were picking straws to go out with Cooley, and the one that picked and won a date should be...
Crying.
Oh, she'd be a mess?
She'd be heartbroken, yeah.
Why?
I get the bald guy. No.
Why do you keep saying you're bald? Well,
this has been a topic of conversation for two shows in a row.
Oh, about you being bald?
Well, I asked. Well, there was a question where if you could ask your future self something, I'd ask him, when should I shave my head?
Chris said now.
Yeah,
Chris, I was listening to it, and Chris just said now.
Yeah, I think, Jesus.
But Coach is the moderator for today. He's
going to
be asking questions or bringing up topics, whatever he wants. So while you look through the sheet right now, we can just have a conversation unless you have one picked out.
No, I don't have one picked out. Let's have a nice conversation.
I'm in the mood
for a nice conversation.
About what?
Conversations are nice.
Jubb, what
nice
do you think
relaxing.
About? I got a question for Jubb real quick, and because I don't think Cooley and Coach have probably seen these yet. But what do you think about this conscious baby?
Conscious baby?
Oh, yeah. The one who wants to go to the
Four Seasons,
Orlando. Me. You've never seen this?
Have you seen this?
I don't even know what you're
talking baby
about.
This baby is baby. We talked about this last podcast about how you transfer over from a different life. This baby's got something in its head that is like...
Is it talking? Like,
yeah.
So the father is holding the child, and how old would we say he is?
Two at the most.
Maybe two. And the mom goes, I have a question for everybody who wants to go to the Four Seasons Orlando. And this baby just goes, me. And everybody thinks that, like, and then he goes like this, like, after, like, play it off, like, he did, like, so that he's actually a baby. I think that he is a grown man.
Like a man-child?
Yes,
like,
yes.
What's his name? Hasbulla?
No. Hasbulla, well, could be. But like this baby has a diaper on.
I get,
if
yeah.
You put a, you, Hans Bulo can put a diaper on.
I know, but
Now everybody's like making these memes on where like he like speaks.
I would, be,
but I want
to. I would be pleased, Mother, to go to the Four Seasons Orlando.
Coach wears a diaper.
Listen, Coles, you're not far off. You're saying that like sometimes I'll be brushing my teeth and I'll like just pee in my pants like.
What? Like not
totally like the, like a whole pee. I mean you're not
why
far
would you
off.
Brush your teeth.
I just I'll be standing brush my teeth and like pee comes.
Yeah, shit yourself.
What? Oh yeah.
I want
to throw up. Oh, my God. Yeah, but that's true. So that was a really good segue into adult diapers.
Oh, my God.
But if you guys ever hear me sit down and like a wrinkly noise, like I have a diaper on.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious. Sometimes I get so mad because I just pee inadvertently, and then I got to change my underwear. No, that's a true story.
Oh, my God.
That's absolutely incredible.
No, I'm not kidding. Someday I'm going to have an episode to tell you about getting old, what happens to your body. I think I could have a really, really good stand-up comedy act about what happens to your body.
Well, you're off to a good start.
That's one thing. Another thing, my nose will just run like inadvertently. Like I'll just be doing something and my nose just runs. Like
hey. You got something?
No, yeah, it's just like runs and like
you're gonna start.
And I don't even have a cold or anything.
You're gonna need a handkerchief. Which I was thinking about this, and I was gonna ask you guys how disgusting you think like people like old people actually use handkerchiefs.
Yeah, and they're gross.
That's disgusting.
That is really gross.
Like you just have a towel.
Has a guy ever offered you?
Oh God, you know, guy blows his nose and has a really good.
You know what that is? You know what that is, Cools?
And then he puts it back in his
he's got a towel full of snot that he puts back into his pocket. Ew. And then just randomly will go.
Used it to blow their nose.
Other things have you guys heard that happens to older people? That
hair.
Hair grows in
ear,
places.
Hair, nose hair,
nose hair. Like ear hair and nose hair are unbelievable. I never used to have that at all. I need to shave that more than I shave.
You get like a haircut. Regular.
Some days you got some scragglers.
I know, and it's awful. I get hair like in the weirdest places now. It's just like
the weirdest
back
places.
Your arms.
Well, you have that one on your cheek.
Yeah, I got one right here on my cheek that Jub pulled out and I almost cried.
Should blow it out.
That hurts so bad when you pull that out.
I would have done anything.
Oh God!
That.
Oh, that hurts so
just
bad.
Grab it?
Yeah, he said, "Here, come here. I gotta do something." He went, and I got and pulled it, and I wasn't expecting. I had tears in my eyes. It hurts so bad. And now, when I feel it there, I stay away from him because he pulls it.
I wanted to play this the Four Seasons Baby for you real quick.
Who wants to go to the Four Seasons Orlando?
The Four Seasons Orlando. What a splendid proposition.
Now show them the baby.
So the baby, this is him.
Who wants to go to the Four Seasons Orlando?
That's it. Like he's fully conscious baby.
Look at that guy.
That he knows what's going on. How he knows
how
what the
old
Four
Seasons.
I'd say he's probably two. How does he know what the Four Seasons Orlando
all
is?
All right. Okay. So here's my question. My first question.
From the list?
No, this is off the list.
Oh.
If you, and I don't know if you guys have been, if anybody asked this question as a moderator, would you like to be able to know what other people were thinking?
Oh, I've thought about that before.
Job?
That's a pun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, unintended.
Job, would you like to be able to
know what
other people are thinking?
I don't think so. Because they would probably think a negative about me, and then I'd get mad. And
Can you turn it on and off?
No, you got it.
You always know?
As soon as you walk in, you know what.
Well, how would I know? Like, if all three of us sitting here, I hear everything that everybody thinks?
You'd be real schizo.
So if I was at a pirate game, I hear everything.
Like,
no, no way.
If you look at someone,
the worms.
Like when you look at, like, as soon as I look at you, I know what you're thinking. As soon as I look at Cool,
oh, so you have to like initiate. Oh, yeah, like,
you look at him.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I don't think so. Because then, like, if somebody like would like think something bad of me, I think
the wildest shit. So like, even if I don't even mean it.
Yeah, that could be very bad.
Yeah. Someone could hear my thoughts.
Or like if one of our friends sends a text and you read it in your head while somebody's listening to your thoughts.
Yeah, I'm just like, this fucking idiot. Like,
I don't think I would like that.
And like, Jared could be thinking I'm the biggest idiot in the world, but he doesn't actually believe it. But I'm hearing him thinking.
Right, and it'd hurt your feelings.
Yeah, I'd cry.
Right.
Yeah, it would be the worms.
Plus, what if you knew that the guy, your buddy, knew what you were thinking? What if you knew that you knew it was what you were thinking?
Make me like...
Like when he walks in, you know he knows what you're thinking. Would you think... Like I can't even think now because I'm having a hard time thinking.
Can you even tone off your thoughts like that? Like,
right, I start thinking of words.
I would... Like if we were fighting, I would think words.
Wait, do you ever in your life, do you just not think of anything? Like you're always thinking of stuff, right? Like it's not just like... TV static up there, right?
Well, some people don't have the voice in their head, like a narrator in their head, I'm pretty sure.
You have one?
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Do you really?
What does he say?
What's he tell you to do?
Well, no, like, it's me.
Shave your head?
Yeah.
Oh.
Shave it.
Hey, I watched a movie that on that same on that same idea. It's called Upgrade. You guys heard about it?
Well, the guy gets a chip in the back of his head.
Yeah, STEM.
And he, in it, slowly gets more and more control of him until he loses control.
Well, he can control himself or he can let the stem take over. Like he was like when he gets in a fight, he lets the stem take over and just
go ahead, stem.
Oh, and he just kills people. But it's a revenge movie, but then
it turns
because the stem is not what he thought it was going to be.
It's like the inhibitor chip. Cool.
Sort of a cool, cool movie, but it's in the future. All right, ready for the next one?
Oh, yeah. Boy, that's quick.
What if you could know, and maybe you guys might have already done this, if you could know when and how you're going to die, would you want to know?
I wouldn't want to know how. I would want to know when.
You would want to know when?
When, yeah.
Ugh.
Well, then I can just...
Oh, yeah, I guess then... What if it's tomorrow?
I mean, I'm going to die tomorrow regardless if I knew. But at least now that I know, I'm not going to spend today sleeping in bed all day. I'm going to go out and we're going to go take coats to 19th Hole and have a blast.
See, I don't think I'd want to have a big party my last day.
What would you want to do? Sit around and do nothing?
Because then you'd miss it. Then I would just want to go and...
Yeah, but then you could have your favorite meal.
I can get my will and check and...
I would eat... All day. I just eat all day.
I would eat like a
nobody pig. Would.
What if that was how you died?
I gorged myself.
Yeah. Damn. You could have prevented it.
I don't know.
That'd be a good way to go.
So would you want to know how you're going to die?
No.
What if you're going to die in a car accident, but you just don't get in the car?
The rest of your life?
Yeah, but then a car hits you blindsided like... drives through your living room wall while you're sitting watching TV.
We kind of talked about this, I think, last show, about the whole fate thing. So if it says you're going to die in a plane crash, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get on a plane. It means a plane's going to come through the building.
And right. Right, exactly.
That'd be incredible. If I could choose how I would die, I'd like to live till I'm like 90. And just jump out of a plane.
I say the same thing.
That's what Jump said.
And what?
I say the same thing.
And not to parachute, not
yeah,
open.
No parachute.
Right,
we talked about this.
Yeah.
We did.
About how he would want to just throw himself out of a plane and land in Times Square.
Yeah. Like if they could block out a section.
No, I don't want to
And just land into people.
Well, yeah. What if you land in like a taxi car or something?
That'd be unbelievable.
Yeah, even better.
That'd be unbelievable.
But you'd want to take people with you?
Well, no, I don't necessarily want to take people with me, but like a guy's walking past or going what to his you, car after a day and I come barreling through the car.
What if you somehow lived?
You're not if you're 102 years old and you go terminal velocity into a taxi, you're not gonna live.
Which way are you going? Feet first or head first?
Probably head first, like barrel dive, like pencil dive. There's Q.
Q has arrived.
Q's in the house.
But for me, there's no way that I could Then I would want to know when or how.
Sammy and Gia,
I don't think I would
want to
know
also.
How. I don't think I'd want to, because then you'd always be looking over your shoulder. Or even if you knew when, then nothing means anything then.
Yes, it does. But you can get everything in order. Everything you ever want to do or like anything possible on that last day.
All right, what do you think about this? And I'm not the moderator, but what do you think about this? Like, if a meteor was going to smash into Earth, like, and we knew 1,000% sure a meteor is going to smash into Earth within the next 48 hours. At the end of 48 hours, a meteor smashing into Earth, everybody's dead. What would stop you from just going out and, like, burning things and,
but
like,
that's different because the whole Earth is getting blown to shreds.
But what's it matter if you're going to die?
Because everybody else is in a panic, too.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you're going to die, what is it?
It's just me that's going to die. I mean,
but what's it matter? You're going to be dead.
What are you trying to say here?
I'm saying if you knew you were going to die, what would stop you from going out and, like, burning a building down?
Well, nothing would stop me. That's just not what I want to do.
I mean,
I
would try to cause some chaos, I feel like. I mean, like, maybe, like, some bad people.
You wouldn't want to go beat up somebody.
No, but, like, I don't really get enjoyment out of just walking
no,
up to
No, not
like,
a random, I'm like, old woman.
No. Yeah,
if,
like,
if I could go blow up a building for fun, sure.
I'm but saying,
would people
like,
in it?
No, but, like, oh. like the coffee and spice building we're getting rid of, I'd blow that up.
Not with people in it.
But nobody in it, yeah.
No, but you're, I'm saying, you would, like, if somebody you really hated, and you thought, like, if, you know, I could go just beat the hell out of
no,
this person.
I don't, for one, I don't want to go to hell, and two, I don't want to spend my last day doing something absolutely
you think that's
horrific.
What's gonna, you think that's going to seal the deal?
Well, I don't think it's going to help.
So, like, you wouldn't want to, like, walk right down the street with a... Because you made me laugh last episode. You said, hit a guy over the head with a hammer. But, like, you would just grab a hammer and, like, walk down the street, bam, right on top of somebody's head?
No.
Well, I don't think I would do that either.
Well, that dude that got whacked Pelosi's husband in the head, right? He hit him with a hammer.
Who?
The what? Guy whacked Nancy Pelosi's husband in the head. He just got 50 years in prison for
it. I didn't know that.
Wow. He attacked him.
With a hammer?
With a hammer. Whacked him in the head with it.
That'd
you guys don't
weapon.
Know about that?
Uh-uh.
What about the one, what's the one, ice skater? Didn't she get hit in the legs with a hammer?
Oh, Tara LePin, no.
She was the one that did it.
What was her name?
What's her name?
I don't fucking know.
The skater.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know one skater.
Yeah.
Out of Josh Michael Michaels.
Come on. You guys
what?
Know.
What happened?
Ice skater? Or,
yeah, it's an ice skater.
She was
what
like
else?
The best
you think
ever.
It was a roller skater?
Oh, the one that, yeah, her name was, yeah, I know you're talking about. But anyway, Paul Pelosi, the attack on Paul Pelosi was 82 at the time, was captured on police body camera video just days before the 2022 midterm and sent shockwaves through the political world. He suffered two head wounds, including a skull fracture that was mended with plates and screws he will have for the rest of his life. This was 4 days ago?
Nancy
no,
Kerrigan.
No, that's 4 days ago. A guy got sentenced.
Oh.
Can you imagine getting hit in the head with a hammer?
A ball peen or a claw?
Well, oh, God.
Any
the
hammer.
The claw would definitely kill you. Cause
I think any, I mean, any hammer.
Oh, my head.
I don't think you could survive that,
a claw.
Honestly.
Imagine a
well,
sledge.
All right, if you could pick where on your head you were going to get hit. You were going to get hit. You knew you were going to get hit. Where would you want to get
definitely
hit?
Definitely not on the side.
I want right here.
No.
This is the hardest part of your head.
I don't.
Like, it is?
Am I surviving?
That right there is the hardest part of your head.
Am I going to live or does it depend on
it depends
where
on where you pick.
not the
I
temple.
I was going to say the back of my
no,
skull.
No, that's the worst place.
Yeah, but if I live, then I can cover that up a little better than my fucking forehead.
Well, I guess right on the, I'd say right on the top of my head.
Are they taking an absolute full swing at your head? Because if somebody took a full swing at your head with a hammer, it's killing you no matter
what.
Well,
then like the forehead would be caved in.
Oh, God. That even,
no,
that hurts.
Not necessarily.
Are they using the hooks or like
no,
the
no, not hook? The claw, just the flathead. Yeah, I think you'd be in trouble.
I think he'd be in trouble either.
What about, do you think what would it be more damaging if it was a like a smaller, like a regular nail hammer or a mallet? Like a
just a regular hammer.
I think a regular, because it's got a smaller surface area, so it would do.
It'd be concentrated more.
Yeah, hold
on. I think if you got it right here, I think you could.
Would you rather have them hit your fingers or your toes?
Toes.
Oh,
toes,
cause like
I don't
a
wanna...
full swing. Yeah, toes. Probably my toes.
That's what they did on Goodfellas,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I'd probably my pinky toe. if I can pick which toe.
Mine's already fucked up.
What do you think would hurt worse, a hammer to the head or a garden rake in the back?
A hammer to the head.
A hammer to the head.
No, a garden rake.
Yeah, with all the metal tines.
Not a leaf rake. Yeah, a garden rake. You're swinging like you're swinging like you're swinging to hit a 400-foot home run, and you hit him directly in the back with a garden rake, a sharp garden rake.
Yeah, 100%. I'm taking the rake
as opposed to hammer.
This might knock you out.
I'm gonna kill you. You're getting like five tongs in the back.
This might knock you out.
And they're gonna go in that deep. It's probably gonna.
That's good. Okay.
Is it going in my spine.
It's gonna. Yeah.
No spine.
Well, anywhere.
What about a big lat? Like your lat? I got big back meat. If I get hit there, I could be all right.
Big back.
I don't know. But anyway.
The hammer would kill you.
All right, moderator, let's move on. I'm going to ask one off of the questionnaire here. Have you ever gotten the giggles in an inappropriate place and where? I think not you. You were sleeping. That's in class.
Well, I mean,
you weren't laughing. You were sleeping.
I feel like all the time we do it on the radio. I mean, the other day.
He did that to me.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you can't really say.
Well, you got to have one if you pick.
I got one. We were in graduate class. It was WVU graduate class. I think there it was. I forget where the. Well, no, actually, we had to go to Morgantown. And it was me, Stubby, Myersy, and I believe Carmen Klug. And it was a master's degree class. And Stubby was giving a presentation in front.
Oh boy.
And for some reason, and I don't know the reason, me and Myersy and Carmen started laughing. And Stubby was trying to give this presentation, which was it was Nancy Weeks' class. And I started laughing. It was something funny, that happened. And I could not stop laughing every time I would think of it. And Stubby got so mad at us. He was irate because he was trying to give the presentation.
Was he laughing?
Then he started laughing. And because I was hiding my head and I was trying not to do that kind of thing. And it was unbelievable.
Did he get through it?
Yeah, but I think it affected his grade because the lady thought he was mad.
Is that not the funniest shit ever, though?
When you start. And
I love the game.
We were in the back of an Uber once, and the lady had a gross car, and somebody got in, and just the first thing they said was, "Man, I really like your car," and that got me the whole way.
Well, and then it evolved. Like, you were talking about Dwight Howard at one point.
They were like,
or "No, didn't she? Didn't you guys start laughing?" And then she asked you what was funny. And someone said, it's just Dwight Howard.
There were wrappers and cans and garbage all over the back seats, like underneath the seats. And somebody just said, "Man, I really like your car." And that got me. And I couldn't, there's nothing you can do.
No,
once you start, it's over.
I've had it happen in church. I've had it happen in class. I've had it happen just out with people. And the thought that's making you laugh just keeps coming into your head.
Well, yeah, when you start thinking about it. And that happened again when we were in another Uber, and I think you told this on the podcast before. Myself, you, and Nick, when he told that guy that you were a farm, wouldn't he tell you?
No, he said I owned a barbecue joint, and where I was from, we were coming down and testing barbecue food.
We were in Orlando,
and the guy was foreign, and it was just for. And he kept asking Nick questions, and normally. That wouldn't make me laugh, but just the situation. Once you're in a situation with somebody that has no idea, and it just got me real bad, and then you feel bad for laughing. But once you start, you can't stop. I told a story about one of our listeners. His name's Tyler. He was in our science class with another one of our friends, and something happened, and they started laughing, and the teacher yelled at him, like, "If you guys keep laughing, you're done, you're finished." And within 5 seconds after saying that, they just erupted in laughter, and they got kicked out of class. But I love that stuff.
One of the ones that pops up in my head, and it's not kind of like, so one time we're all swimming at my house, and Nick comes sprinting across the pool.
Oh, shit.
And he steps on, like, a What was it, like a raft?
Those, like, floaty rafts that are smooth.
Yeah, and he's, yeah, it's like the foam ones.
Yeah, and he full-on slipped. Like, his feet goes in the air, and he hits his head, back of his head off the concrete.
Oh, my and,
like,
goodness.
It's so loud.
He's in, like, real pain. And these guys are like, oh, you're okay? And I'm holding back my laugh. It was just, hard not to laugh.
And I think we actually had talked about this again on the show before, where, I mean, his feet literally... I mean, it was like a Looney Tune fall. Like, he was like...
Like, there should have been a slide whistle that, like... Like, his,
yeah,
his
and,
feet...
and he landed in his head. I mean, it was a snap. Like there was no give.
If the pool was, like mirror-like water, it would have rippled the pool.
Yeah, like the T-Rex on Jurassic Park.
You could feel it through the concrete.
Yeah, and just that thud.
I thought he was dead.
That thud, and we're sitting there like...
Did you wait to make sure he was okay?
I went underwater.
Did you make sure he was okay?
Yeah, well, like, I was like, oh, and then, like, he really didn't move for a few seconds, and I just almost started laughing, so I went underwater, so I didn't
Mom doesn't wait.
Oh, my God. She literally loves when people fall, slip, trip, and she goes nuts. She sometimes laughs like you do. She gets tears in her eyes.
So funny.
And especially if it's like me.
Even if you retell a story about falling, she thinks it's the funniest thing ever. I told one time I was running down the steps, and she had just put, like, I had socks on, and she had just had put these, I don't know, she cleaned the steps with, like, a, like, light, what, that Pine Sol? What's that stuff that makes it, like, real smooth?
Yeah, it would be like Lysol.
And she cleaned the steps, and I came running, like, and I run down the steps like an idiot, and I was going, dum, 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 and I got to, like, the eighth step, and there's still six to go, and my feet just went, poof, and my back hit the steps, and I went, dum, 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 all the way down. I couldn't breathe. And first off, she always yells from the other room, "What happened? What happened?" And then I go, "I fell down the steps," and then she just goes into this.
It's incredible.
She does. She does do this thing, because I've done it before. They either fell up the stairs or down the stairs going into the basement, and like the thud noise. What was that? What happened? And then, like, you don't even want to say, "I fell down the stairs." Like, yeah, or, "I fell up the stairs."
Oh,
like, oh, okay.
If I fall, she just goes nuts.
Like, one time she thought it was great. I was going down the stairs, and I slipped. And we have these brooms and, like, mops hanging up going down the stairs. And I fell, and I went to grab something to catch myself. And I grabbed one of the mops and just tore it off the wall. Oh, and no. she just was the greatest thing ever, because, oh, my gosh, you pulled that down, too. But why is falling funny?
I tell you, though, I do laugh like it. What are they called? What is the show? Funniest
America's Funniest Home.
Yeah,
Videos?
It's like that, about funny things that happen to people when not when people fall and they could, but like when a guy loses his balance and he an older person like me falls and they can't catch themselves and they just keep going and fall like crooked. Or
you
fall.
Ever see that video? The lady that she's on a ladder and the. She's on a ladder. She's a bigger lady. She's on a ladder, and it's up against the gutter, and the ladder comes underneath the gutter, and her feet, like, she falls opposite way of the ladder. She lays, she slams.
Oh yeah,
on
I know exactly
ladder.
What it. So the ladder was laying like this. She was laying
the
right
other
on
way.
Top
yeah,
of the ladder.
Yeah, it's the best video I've. If my mom played that over and over, she would have. It'd be unbelievable. Now
you've fallen off a couple ladders before, haven't you?
Yeah. And I've stepped down. I think I'm on the last step, and I'm on the second step, and I fall, and then, or not fall, but I step down, and I'm not really down there, and then I just can't catch myself, and I go. You finally go fall over, because I can't jump off of something, or if I'm going down a hill, once I start losing it, it's...
Have you ever had a really bad fall where you got hurt?
Oh, geez, no. No, but
knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
No, not and I've known some guys that have had some bad falls, so we try not to go as high as we used to, and if we do, we're really careful.
Cool. Have you ever fallen hard?
No, I'm pretty athletic, unlike most people.
oh yeah. Well, I've known athletic people that have fallen.
Really?
Oh yeah, but yeah. Falling can be very Very dangerous.
I feel like I've had an instance where I've fallen and I broke something one time. Like I had something in my hand and it broke and I was pissed after it. But
I still have scars on my back. I was in the neighbor's garage and they had a metal.
That sounds bad.
I had a metal. There's a metal ladder that went up to the like a second floor in the garage and I was trying to go down it backwards and I had no shirt on because we were swimming and I slipped off the ladder and I went down the ladder like on my back and I had these huge claw marks on the back of my. I still have scars, but I tend not to be.
Have you guys ever fallen and on your back hard and knocked a wind out of you?
I remember.
Now that you say that, I have.
That's the weirdest thing ever.
That was a really bad fall.
Tell when somebody does it because.
Yeah, I know exactly what
you have no air in your body.
And
it's
real quick
gone.
Before we had Sammy and Gio on, we had that treehouse, an old treehouse, and we had just gotten some kind of poster, something that we were going to hang up on the wall. And I was carrying it up the ramp to get into the treehouse, and as I was putting I was taking it over the railing, it got caught, so it like pushed into my chest. So when I went forward. It pushed me backwards, and I fell. It was a good probably 6 to 8 feet fall right onto my back, and I just sat there.
You literally have no breath.
You can't. Yeah, you can't.
Have no air.
And like, I mean, I, at that point, I'm like, I don't. I thought I just like broke my back.
You never.
I am alive. I'm here. My spine works.
That's incredible to fall on your back and knock the air out of you, knock the wind out of you. It's unbelievable.
It's a universal sound that everybody knows.
Yeah. That.
You've never had your wind knocked out of you, Coles?
I mean, I've had the wing knocked out of me, but I've never like slipped on ice and like ate shit. Or...
Oh, really?
Oh man, I've had some ice falls too.
Oh,
but it's probably because I don't do any like labor.
Cool, you dot yourself. I don't think you give yourself.
Well, I think
credit.
I could do it. I just have never done it.
This is just audio. Somebody getting a wing. It's universal. It's universal.
What like? What scientifically is that? Is that a like?
There. This guy's on a motorcycle. You can't see this, but he gets thrown off.
Yeah,
it's the same for everybody.
And you can't get it back. It's like
something about your diaphragm getting it like I don't know when your diaphragm gets impacted it spasms or something or I can't remember exactly.
Well, I mean we're breathing like we're sitting here we have air in our lungs so that's why we're able to breathe, and then when you go down and you hit your back it compresses and forces all the air out of you. You have no air in your lungs so you're sucking. To get air back into your lungs.
I don't know if that's true, though.
What do you think it is?
Here it says the phrase getting the wind knocked out of you refers to the temporary paralysis of the diaphragm and difficulty breathing that can occur when sudden forces apply to the upper abdomen and solar plexus. This can happen when you're hitting the stomach or shoulder or stomach with a shoulder helmet or fall on a hard object or fall on your back. So it's. When your diaphragm gets paralyzed because it can't move to get any air in or out.
So you don't have any air, though, too.
Yeah, I guess you're not able to get any in.
But. I remember when I was punting, when I was about 10 years old, I was punting at football.
Let me guess what happened. You went and punted, and this foot came up, and the other one came up with it.
Yeah, because they had just put this on our street on 24th and Hess. They just put... They put asphalt
crush
down.
And run?
Crush and run. They put asphalt down, and they put the cinders down, so it was real slippery. That's how they used to pave the streets. And when I kicked it, my other foot went out, and my both feet went out, and I went on my back. I'll never forget that. And I don't remember many things from my childhood, but I remember that.
I did that on the playground at Warwood. I was trying to be cool, and I was like, kicking my height, and I kick my one foot came out, and the other one just ripped right through, and I went full ball onto the mulch in the playground, right in front of like a bunch of
girls.
Well,
at least you went on a mulch.
Yeah,
that's a little softer. Yeah. All right, well, we're gonna take a break. We'll be back with Gia and Sammy to talk about their new venture, which is really, really gonna be exciting. So we'll be back in a minute.
All right, so Coach and Jared had to leave. But we have now since been replaced with two strangers, no, two friends of the Pondering Podcast who are going to be starting their new venture here within the studio. G and Sammy, welcome to the show.
What's going on, guys? It's good to be here.
They're starting their new venture, the Pine Cellar, I believe. You guys are going to be starting your own show, doing some fun stuff with us. First off, number one, I want to ask you guys, what are we going to be talking about? What are we going to be talking about?
On the show?
Yeah, what are we going to be talking about?
I think a lot of stuff.
Anything and everything that we want to hear.
Yeah?
So, first episode is always going to be some intro. You know, get it out the way, get to know us. It's definitely, we're going to keep it under wraps, but I think it'll be a little funny. Let's say a future topic, we rate dogs, maybe.
Okay.
Like QB rated? Right.
I mean, Q might rate people.
Oh,
Q's Q rates humans.
Q,
he's falling asleep.
You can't see. Oh, there he is on camera. If you're watching this, go watch this on YouTube. You can see Q's little nose peeking in every now and then. But yeah, number one, explain who you guys are, how you guys are related to the show. Maybe actually, no pun intended, related. Yeah.
So my name is Gia Campbell.
And I'm Sammy LaBelle, soon to be Campbell.
Hey, there you go, two Campbells.
Sammy is technically my sister-in-law.
Officially in August.
Officially in August, the wedding is coming up. We could not be more excited. I kind of grew up with Sammy around, so it's very easy to sit down and have conversations like this and just talk and very fluently, maybe is the word.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I was probably in, I think, eighth grade when Sammy first showed up. She's engaged to my brother Brian, for those Pine Room listeners.
Hey, there it is. Yeah, so you guys, I'm going to go ahead out on a limb and guess when you two are together, when you're not in this space or around us, it might be a little more upbeat, a little more wild.
Yeah, a little bit more chaotic. Yeah. Brian would say that we speak our own language, and sometimes he doesn't know how to participate in the conversation with us. But yeah, Gia was just a little thing when I met her, and then we became besties pretty quickly. She's like a, for those who watch all of this, she's like a miniature version of Brian, so she's always... Yeah. Making everybody laugh, a good time to be around.
Yeah. Thanks. So you guys came up with this idea how long ago?
Probably about 2 weeks.
2 to 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, okay. 3 weeks ago.
So it's a newly hatched idea. Mm-hmm. Newly hatched idea. And you guys obviously, are in different facets of life. I know you're not in... I don't think either one of you are in the like broadcasting or in that aspect of career path. Do you want to explain what you guys are both do for your professional lives?
Yeah, I think Gia's is maybe a bit more closely related to this world, but I am a physician assistant and I work in psychiatry, which I've been doing for like 2 years now, 2.5 years. So yeah, nowhere near this.
Sammy's big brain.
And I think what's cool about that too is that you guys gave us the pitch of the podcast that you guys want to do, and one of the points you guys made was like female empowerment and stuff like that, and being have a healthy mindset. So I think that is somewhat in the ballpark of what you do. So I guess that's in you might not be in this realm of career path, but you're bringing your own to.
Yeah,
to the table.
Definitely. A huge part of my job is empowering women, but empowering anybody and making them feel their best selves and do my best job to make that a possible outcome for them. And then on top of that, like being a woman going into PA school, and I grew up around her mom, who's definitely...
Shout out, Stacey.
The embodiment of female empowerment, director of nursing, and my mom, who's always worked. She's been a RN for 30 plus years. So I've always been surrounded by strong women. So we definitely want to make that a huge part of our podcast.
And you guys identified a problem that we had, which was we don't have a lot of female content here.
No femininity.
Yeah.
No femininity.
Which I think you guys are going to bring some good stuff in that aspect of the show and in the Pine Room umbrella in general. So that is definitely, I'm assuming, is one of the biggest parts of what you guys are going to start doing is female empowerment, kind of more in the ballpark of femininity, as you just said. So what kind of stuff in that realm are we going to be dealing with the new show?
While we were talking about, I wanted to piggyback off of Sammy's PA. I have ADHD, so I thought one of our episodes would be really cool to do Sammy's on the other end of it, how she diagnoses it and treats it. I live it daily. Brian likes to say he beats it daily. I just embrace it.
Yeah.
I definitely. But I think that would be a really cool episode to maybe sit down and ADHD, a blessing or a curse. You know what I mean? See the two different type of point of views. But as for what we're going to do female empowerment wise, Sammy and I really, really like the idea of ending our episodes with highlighting something great or something. Maybe, for example, let's say a woman in like Kansas finds the cure to, I don't know, diabetes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something wild. Let's shout her out on the podcast. Let's dive into what she said. Heck, let's have her on the podcast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So with every episode, we wanted to just highlight maybe something in the past, something in the future, something, you know, today that a woman did that's great. And we just wanted to put the spotlight on them.
What's I think is going to be interesting for me to when I watch these and sit down and listen to what you guys do is I'm very used to you guys being like goofy around, especially when like Brian's around and when we go out and do things. So being to hear you guys have kind of in-depth conversations about that kind of stuff is going to be neat to listen to.
They're going to be the complete opposite of us. Well, yeah. They're ending with a positive stuff. Normally we end with something
horrible.
Horrific.
Yeah.
Just terrible.
Horrible news. Yeah. Yeah. So that's cool. I forgot that we skipped over. What do you do, Gia? What do you do in your professional or, you know, student life?
I am in school right now. I go to West Liberty University. I hopefully can graduate this next May in 3 years. So hopefully I can do it a year early. I go to school for marketing right now. I really picked up an interest in photography. I've kind of been helping my cousin Tino just work with whatever he's got going on, take whatever opportunities are given to me, take pictures, edit pictures, whatever. I've taken a couple photography classes. I take pictures up at West Liberty, but as far as education right now, I'm just a marketing student. I don't want to do in-person marketing, I don't think. I think I would rather do the digital side of it. Maybe make some commercials. I don't know. Make the prints for billboards. I think it would be awesome like that.
Yeah.
The posters.
So what I mean, graphic design is basically graphic design is marketing, mm-hmm. just in a looser sense. So that's cool. And I think that especially with something creative is like this, I think you can have some fun doing a lot
of
stuff.
It's going to be great. I'm so excited for this.
Yeah. You guys, we did an energy drink kind of taste test challenge yesterday. And I know you guys, one of the things you guys had mentioned like the first when we talked was your fondness for Alani Nu.
Yeah, we're big Alani Nu
big Alani
fans for years now.
Sammy and I, one of our biggest goals is obviously we would love to have our own little space to film and record and put out our own content. We want something up on the wall posted daily to look at. We want to be on the PR list, maybe get sponsored by Alani. We are diehard Alani gals. It's
absolutely
just, Sammy, I don't know if you guys can see it right now. Sammy has go ahead, Sam.
Alani blue slush.
Hey.
This is my favorite flavor. Also witch's brew.
I actually have underneath here. We did the challenge yesterday, and we had so much left over that I just froze them in the freezer, and I'm eating it as a slushie.
You have an Alani pop?
I'm having a little Dream Float pop. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you guys knew that there's like 5 or 6 of those open.
Oh, yeah.
They're all boiled over and frozen
it's
in
disgusting.
The freezer.
Yeah. We did it yesterday, and we ran out of time because we had stuff to do, so we just put them in the freezer, and now we're going to eat them as popsicles now.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, it's fun. But that's what I want to, which I'm excited about. I think we could do a lot of fun stuff together, especially if we, you know, bridge back and forth, have you guys on this show every now and then. One of our guys goes to your stuff every now and then and talk about a bunch of different stuff. And it's cool that people can, especially because I think a lot of our, a little under half of our audiences are females, and it'd be really cool for them to actually have a show that's towards them, which is fun.
Definitely.
So, yeah, that's good stuff. Anything, what can we expect for your guys's, let's say you make it to 50 episodes. What are you guys going to be looking forward to do? What are some things you...
Skydiving.
Okay.
I'm jumping out of a plane if we make it to 50 episodes. When we make it to 50 episodes, Sammy, I think we should jump out of a plane.
Okay. And I'm just hearing about this, so I'll get back to you guys on that one.
You mentioned, though, which is I think is a really great idea, and I'm all for creativity and stuff. You guys are talking about doing something with yoga too, like doing, you know.
Oh my goodness! So, yeah. Sorry to interrupt.
No,
or
go.
Sorry to cut you off.
No, you're good.
Wheeling. I don't know if you guys have seen, but I feel like Wheeling, there's yoga studios just popping up everywhere around us right now.
Yeah.
And I love to work out. Me and Sammy are big workout girlies. That's where Lonnie fits in too. We both have our workout splits, whatever. And for those of you who work out, for those who do anything on a daily basis, if you're just walking around outside, you need a stretch. And especially as you're getting older, it gets pretty bad. Like, I'm pretty sore just sitting here. I went biking yesterday. Wow, guys, I was dripping sweat. Me and my cousin were biking around the cemetery. It was like 80 degrees outside. I had such a good time. But
and she's not mentioning that she had to take on and off the tires. Guys, she came home, her hands were like...
I got a brand new set of nails yesterday for this, actually. And I learned how to take bike tires off, covered in tire marks. You know what I mean? Just scrapes everywhere. Anyway, so... yoga studios. I would love to maybe be mic'd up, get a GoPro, something, collab between the Pine Cellar and the Pine Room. Let's go take on yoga. Maybe goat yoga if it's possible. Yeah.
I love it. I think the idea of being you guys being out and about and doing other things other than just sitting in a studio and talking, which I think is great, but going out and being a part of like things that you actually do in day to day and talking through it is such a great idea. I think that's fantastic. Are there any other things you can see in the, I know we're very early here. We're in like the nuclear stage of this. What is, other than yoga, like what could you see yourself doing?
I think biking? So right now, biking, I think we're very active girls. I think
I'm not a very good bike rider, but I'll do it.
I love to be outside. So me and Sammy actually talked about filming our first episode outside. Mm-hmm. So that'll definitely be a surprise to maybe the people who tune in to us. But whoever's listening to this right now, they won't be surprised. We love the idea of just being posted up on some trees, just introducing ourselves.
With
our drinkity drinks. Maybe for the future, not unfortunately, because we love to be young. I'm only 19 right now. So maybe when I come of age, we could go out and about, do some little taste testings, maybe mm-hmm. some wine, you know, whatever.
We have a couple years for that, but...
but yeah, I definitely would not be surprised if the majority, not majority, but at least half of our content is outside doing things.
Yes.
I love a good excuse to just go and explore and find new things.
Definitely.
You're definitely your brother's sister. You're definitely in that. Because if you guys being around him, he runs me to my E. I'm out of gas by the time I get done working with him. So if you're anything like him, you guys are going to be doing a ton of stuff. And if I'm assuming he has rubbed off on you in the past decade.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, but his mom's always yelling at him. He's definitely the peak of it. I think maybe Gia and I are a bit better at balance and recognizing when maybe we need a nap. But Brian doesn't do that, and he just goes, and his mom's like, just sit down. Sit down, please.
Yeah.
One thing about Brian, I thought this was so funny growing up, is whoever's listening to him speak, he can talk to anybody. You know what I mean? Brian is a sales rep. He can sell ice to an Eskimo. And growing up, he talked to anyone and everyone, had relationships, personal relationships, knew about some random man's third niece, you know what I mean, down the street. Sammy, my mom told me this story one time about how Brian and Sammy went out to eat. And Brian, some man came up to him, or Brian went away and walked to that man, came back. He said, Sammy, dinner's paid for. Mm-hmm. Sammy's like, what are you talking about?
And he had
about?
A $50 bill in his hand on top of dinner being paid for.
Oh my God.
And that happens often. Like, Brian gets stopped out. We could be in New Jersey and Brian would know somebody or make a brand new friend. And it's just, it definitely has rubbed off on me growing up. But Sammy was right. I definitely know when to take a nap and to recharge. Yeah. Brian does not. I don't know if Brian does need to recharge. I don't think he does. I don't know. He's portable battery somewhere.
But the entire Campbell household is just like vibrating energy the second you go in. Like, it doesn't stop. Because even his mom will yell at him for not stopping, but she's just as bad ADHD all over the place.
We have so much fun.
Yeah. So I want to, let's go back to the podcast a little bit. I want you to talk about, you know, obviously you guys are both females and you're talking about, you know, in the world of content creation and in general, I would say for the most part, maybe it's been a little better in in recent times, but I'd say it's a pretty male-dominated industry. What would you guys say is your experience, just or what you guys are hoping to impart as part of the female experience, just in life in general? What can you impart into your guys' stuff that you that you're going to start putting out, just in general?
Yeah, I think just in general, like our own experiences being women in the medical field, being a woman in the marketing and business field, just having our own personal experiences and just even on a less serious note, just like our favorite things to do as just being a girl. Yeah. Like yesterday, we just went to Target. We went to Target at like 9 p.m. and we're like, oh, thank God we're girls. Yeah. Thank God.
I, for this podcast, I really, really like the idea that, because I feel like almost anybody can sit behind a mic and tell a story and talk about whatever you want to talk about. But I really like the idea that we can sit behind the mic and put a, maybe a personal twist on it and speak from the female perspective, because you guys can sit here and talk about what would you do if a meteor shower happened, whatever you guys were talking about before we walked in.
Yeah. Fun.
And it would be the first, me being who I am, a 19-year-old girl, the first thing I'm going to do, I'm probably going to go home and probably grab like a satin scarf. I'm not going to lie to you guys, because if it's, if the world is ending, you know what I mean? Say there's a zombie apocalypse. I just want my hair out of my face. Maybe I'll shave my head. The first thing I do. You never know.
That's a good idea.
I
might do that.
I'm not even going to worry about it. But I definitely think just the perspective-wise is going to be different. And I have been kind of next to the Pine Room since the very beginning, and I love what you guys do. I just want to see the female version of it.
I agree. I totally agree. And I think we've had a lot of feedback that have said a similar thing. So I think you will be wholeheartedly accepted and welcomed into the fray. I'm not the moderator. Coach was the moderator for this. But since you guys are here, let's just get a taste of that female perspective with a question that I can toss at you. So we basically we changed the format, and we have a ton of questions here on this list. I'm trying to let me pick one out. There's 100 of some on here. So let me pick one out and throw them at you guys and see what you think. I could do so. While I look at this, what kind of format do you think are you thinking for the podcast? Are you, or is it going to be topic based, loose conversation about what's going on in the week? Tell me a little bit what you're thinking about the format from day to day.
Yeah, I think it's going to start off loose conversation, getting it warmed up, catching up for the week or so, talking about kind of current events, but more so current events like social media, pop culture, those sort of things, and then we'll dip into more of a topic per episode, and I think those are going to vary from, you know, like sillier ones like the Met Gala just happened, talking about outfits and what
the
we
Kendrick
thought.
And Drake beef.
Exactly. Ooh. And then more serious things like Gia was saying earlier, like my perspective on ADHD, her perspective on ADHD and her experience, and any others that you think of?
I like the idea that we can maybe start off the episode with recapping what happened these past, if we're going to do episodes bi-weekly or weekly, what happened throughout from last episode to now, and then get into whatever topics we have aside.
All right, so here's our question for right now. So do you guys want to talk about your strangest belief, or do you want to talk about your fears?
I don't know if I can think of a strangest.
Yeah, let's
belief.
Go fears, because I feel like I could definitely dive into some fears.
This is a bit of a
we're scared of a lot.
This says, what do you fear, despite having no real reason to do so? Basically, what is an irrational fear that you have? For me, one of my irrational fears would probably be that when I'm laying in bed at night and there's like a storm or rain, I'm always afraid, because I'm on the upper floor, I'm always afraid a tree is going to fall and then crush through my room. Never is going to happen, but that's one of my irrational fears. Yeah. Knock on wood. Yeah. But that's like one of my irrational fears that comes through to me. Another one is like when I'm driving over a bridge at night, I always think that the wheels are going to explode. I'm going to fly off the edge of the bridge at night and be in the dark water.
I thought you were going to say, like, you roll your window down a little bit just in case you go over.
Yeah.
Which is a bit more rational.
Yeah. So anything? Cools? You got one?
I don't really fear much. I guess the first thing that popped in my head was having no friends.
Yeah, that's
like I think getting to that age where I'm just by myself, that scares me.
Yeah.
Where I wake up and then it's like, oh shit, what do I do now? I don't know. That's just one of the first things that popped in my head.
I guess that's irrational because you have plenty of friends.
Yeah, I'll always be your friend.
But what if thank you, Sally. But what if I'm the last one standing? Like,
what if everybody dies?
Yeah, like say I'm 65 or 70 or 80 years old. However.
I think some of us will outlive you.
Yeah,
I hope. Like, I'd rather be first than last.
Oh, me too. I'd rather.
If I was last, dude, I'd be so miserable. I don't know what I would do.
Well, hopefully you have like grandkids.
But what if I don't?
Or he doesn't. He doesn't
I'm
like
just
him.
The last one.
At that point, I'd become a monk, to be honest. I'd have to go to a cave and reflect on my entire life.
Shave your head again, just like the apocalypse?
Just like my apocalypse.
All right. Yeah. Fears? Anything?
So, while you were talking, this is what I thought of. I was like, dang, I really can't think of an irrational fear. Like, spiders? No, I don't really care. Sammy and I actually just went to war with two spiders in the bathroom the other day. It was crazy. It was wild. My recent most irrational fear is when I come home at night and the sunset, whatever, I'll park my car outside of the house and it's literally from the street to the door. It's probably like 15 steps, you know what I mean? I have in the back of my mind that somebody is going to pop out of the bushes and just kidnap me outside the front of my house.
Every time you get home?
Every single time. As long as it's dark. If it's light outside, okay. It's fine. But something about just walking down the steps into my yard and then that 10 steps from those steps to the front door terrifies me.
Yeah.
But also, their neighbors right across the street, which I didn't realize this at first. I confirmed it last night with you. They have this bug zapper that like sits up there. So I let Q out the other night and it's midnight and all of a sudden I hear like zapping noises. Yeah, but like really aggressive. Like, you know those tennis things that zap bugs?
Oh,
like,
yeah, they snap real loud.
Yeah, and so when it's dark outside and there's all those bushes and then you're just hearing that zapping, I took Q inside of me. He didn't even pee.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that SpongeBob episode where he has to take out the trash.
Oh, and he runs out. Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly who's going to get me in the front yard.
Do you think, all right, another question. It's not on the list, but if there was if you were in a scary movie, how far would you make it?
Wow. This is a great question. So,
I don't know how far Gio would get.
I always say that your brother would be the first to go.
Oh my gosh, that's I have no doubt in my mind. Brian would open the door for somebody.
I feel like you two are both pretty. You two aren't as. He would be like, oh, you know, come on in. Yeah, come on in. You guys would be like,
he needs help, guys. Pull over, please. Yeah.
I think women in general probably would fare a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit more rational.
If there's 10 people, I would say I would be one of the last five.
Okay, top five. All right.
But not top four.
No. Also, you're fine. So you make it halfway through the movie.
Yeah. I would love to say I would last, but no.
Why do you think
just when Gia's blood sugar, and this is like this Campbell. Is like, this is for every Campbell. When their blood sugar, I mean, drops one too low, it is just...
Hell, we get mean.
Mean, like, scary. They can't do anything anymore. They can't even get the food or the sugar for themselves.
So you just get angry, or do you get like the shakes? What
just
do you
like? All the above. All the above. And my mom told me the other day that like 9 times out of 10 people who have this, it's called what is this called? What is low blood sugar called?
Hypoglycemia?
Something, yeah. I think that's it. But 9 times out of 10 people who have that turn into diabetics, and that's an irrational fear, but it's pretty rational. It's just... But, so, when I wake up in the morning, I have to eat. Some people skip breakfast, whatever. I look at you crazy if you're not getting anything. I have to eat, like, a full meal if I want to actually start to get moving, because if not, I'm sick. Legitimately sick. I feel like I'm going to puke. If I go and work out, we can't have plans afterwards. I have to get a snack. I have to have a granola bar, a banana. It can't just be like peanuts. You know what I mean? So what happens is like when I know my blood sugar starts to drop is I can't really focus on anything. My eyes start to get a little like whatever. I get really hot and I'm just
irritated. Are you like hangry like that?
Hangry.
But it's different.
But it's like,
because even Brian, it happens to Brian too, mm-hmm. and that's the only time he's ever not nice.
It feels like somebody just sucked all of your energy and just smacked you in the mouth too.
You can.
Yeah, oh yeah, I get the same way. I get super
it's
hangry.
Miserable.
I'm like soup with soup. I've seen soup hangry, and he's just. You can like, tell. He gets like the dark circles under his eyes. And
yeah, he's like the life he's is not smiling. Sucked out
yeah.
of them.
It's really like he's been up all night or something. Yeah.
And the like. He gets irritated real fast. Like, I've never seen you angry ever. You're always smiling. I can't imagine. That would probably scare me.
I'm usually fed really well, guys. I actually just treat myself a lot to a sweet treat.
a sweet treat.
I think Gia's better at managing it than Brian is, maybe.
Because my mom comes in to my face and says like, you have to eat or else you're going to become a diabetic. And she's just like, my mom is the reason I'm a hypochondriac. My mom is the reason I have all of my irrational fears. I'm going to a concert in Detroit in July, and I was scared to tell my mom because I thought she was going to tell me all these horrible things are going to happen because she's done that before. I told her the other day, I said, Mom, I'm going to Detroit in July and you can't do anything about it. You know, she said okay. I said, that's it. She said, yeah. I was blown. I was like, what do you mean that's it? Like, you're not gonna tell me somebody's gonna hold me at knife point and demand I raise their children? Like, yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
But no, I definitely do get hangry. I actually get pale too. Like, my whole face gets pale, maybe like a little ring around my mouth. It's kind of scary. Like,
good
you guys
God.
Ever seen somebody?
They
you guys
need
ever
like snack bags in the car.
So yeah. And I think the reason we're like this, every single one of my siblings, maybe not my sister. So my two brothers, I think the reason we're like this is because my grandma D, my dad's mom, whenever we would go out and about, she would have snacks for us, and she'd actually have like coolers, like lunch boxes for us. I'd have pretzels, I'd have Kool-Aid, I'd have chocolate in there, whatever I want, and we'd get McDonald's, you know what I mean? So I was a chunky little kid because of my grandma, and it's just, I think she's the reason why I'm like this.
Yeah. Thanks, Grandma.
I actually just woke up at 7 in the morning today to make a cheesecake with her.
Oh my God, was it good?
7 a.m.?
Yeah, it's in the fridge right
for
now.
For later.
Yeah, you guys can try it. It's cooling right
okay.
now.
Okay, okay. Yeah, all right, cool.
We've been on a pod kick recently. My grandma also has diabetes.
Jesus. God.
She will be the reason that I will die. See, I honestly wouldn't be surprised if I was like the third person to die in a movie, because if I don't eat, I have to eat. I can't go a day without eating, and I would just probably just kill myself. It's miserable.
Like if you were in the cabin in the woods and there's no food and it gets to like day,
the Campbells are all gone. Every Campbell's gone.
I'm serious. I would try to eat wood bark before like
wood bark.
All right. So irrational fear was again.
Just being kidnapped. I'm pretty
kidnapped
scared of it.
In front of your house.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if this is irrational, but I have like a lot of beef with ants. like me and ants really fight
real bad.
Do
guys.
You fear them? It sounds like you go at them.
Yeah, it sounds like you dominate.
Yeah, well, I'm terrified of them. So they have this Dawn dish spray that shoots. And that'll kill them.
Yeah.
So the second I see an ant, then I'm shooting them with the Dawn spray. Because I just, if I see them, then I'm freaking out. I'm itchy.
You
panicking.
Think they're on you?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to bed. I can't go to bed without a shower after seeing ants. Like, I'm just freaking out.
Okay. Yeah, that is definitely. Good God. Okay.
I'm looking around for ants.
I right hate now. Stink bugs. Do you have stink bugs in your house?
Yeah, at the Campbell household, the stink bugs, they always sit on the screen. The screen
yeah.
porch.
Sometimes you'll see them on the ceiling too.
I'm very conscientious of bugs, and I don't like killing them. I like getting them and putting them mm-hmm. outside because I feel bad. Mm-hmm. If you read that, there's a poem about a spider that's like real sad, and it makes you like feel terrible about spiders. But this stink bugs, I have no remorse for at all.
Yeah, and like, what do ants do for the? for the world. Sandy, do they do anything? I've killed a lot of them.
That's a good question.
A saying one time about Jub, because I like to relocate bugs too. Like Sammy and I, when we went to war with those spiders the other day, we definitely killed one real bad.
Yeah,
with bleach.
We changed our minds for the second one.
We definitely had some mercy, but I heard a saying one time that said, if my only crime against the world was being too small, then
I'll read
Lord
it for you.
Wow, that's a good way to look at it.
I'll read it for you. This one's really it's sad. Hold on. It says, "Oh, if I can find it." Oh, I'm not going to be able to find it.
While you're looking for it, Sammy, if you guys actually doubted anything she just said, when they came home from you guys were in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
When they came home from North Carolina, they moved back in with us just while they're looking for a house. Sammy saw ants in the kitchen. And I actually, she texted in the group chat that she went to war with them. And I came home and the kitchen was the cleanest I've seen it in years, guys.
Yeah.
Because I panic cleaned.
It deep cleaned the entire kitchen and it looked really great.
I might just start leaving a tray of ants wherever. Somewhere's messy. I know you're coming around.
I'll clean the whole room. Yeah. I will move the couch. I'll move any piece of furniture. Everything will be detailed.
This is if you kill spider, if you kill bugs, it's not made to feel make you feel bad, because granted, we all do it. This says, so this is by, it's called Mercy by Nikki Giovanni. It says, she asked me to kill the spider. Instead, I get the most peaceful weapons I can find. I take a cup and a napkin, I catch the spider, put it outside, and allow it to walk away. If I'm ever caught in the wrong place at the wrong time just for being alive and not bothering anyone, I hope I am greeted with the same kind of mercy.
Exactly. And I think it's good karma. You know what I mean? If we were all put here by the same person, then...
Ah, man. I feel that way about everything but spiders.
You hate spiders.
Yeah, well, spiders are like a threat to me. Like, I don't like a daddy. Like,
threat to you being alive?
Well, like, they can bite me and shit. I don't like that.
Are there really poisonous ones here in West Virginia? I think there is in North Carolina, but I don't think there's anything
I think
like...
It depends how deep in West Virginia you get, because I think there is those jumping
there's
spiders
like
here.
Brown recluse, I think, is here.
Yeah, I know those are in North Carolina. Did you see that there is on a shipping crate accidentally came over? West Virginia is one of the places that's going to be hit the worst.
Oh, shit.
It's these Joro spiders, I think it is. I just saw it on...
And they're here?
I saw it on Instagram, so I don't know the how relevant it is. But yeah, there's something called Joro spiders.
Yeah, the Joro spider, a.k.a. Trichinophila clavata. It's a large, vibrantly colored spider that originated in East Asia.
Oh, God.
I think West Virginia is like one of the five places
that makes me sick.
Hit the worst or something.
Look how big they are.
Oh, that's disgusting. Yeah, it's like that I would kill, and I wouldn't feel it.
Really?
Like, your poem would go right
to
shit. No,
I would leave the home, and like, that's his house.
Yeah. Do you burn the house down? Yeah. It's his house.
He's walking into a flame,
though. Bugs don't really bother me, aside from the stink bugs, but I could see, I guess if a bug the size of my hand is in my bed, then...
I'm not killing it. I'm not relocating it.
You're relocating it.
Yeah, geez. I'm killing it.
Yeah. Hannah, my girlfriend, she has had spiders in her house, and I went up with. She hasn't been upstairs in like a month because there's spiders in the loft. So I went in with like bug barrier shit, sprayed it all over the house. There were like two spiders in there, but she is deathly afraid of spiders. But I guess if you're afraid of them that bad, guess kill them. I guess. If it makes you sleep
take
at night.
Take the karma.
Yeah.
I just recently started speaking to bees and wasps like they're humans. Because over the summer I had like a wasp sting me and it got stuck in my skin. Oh. You know, I had to flick it out, right? So now I just started speaking to them like, no, you need to leave. Like, excuse me, this is not for you. This is my food. Please, nobody wants you to fly around here. Please leave.
Do they listen?
It's critical. Yeah, most of the time they do.
They do.
Most of the time they do. And if my friends start swatting at them, I'm like, you guys didn't even try to speak to them.
You know, do you know our neighbor used to pet bumblebees?
Nah.
Yeah, he used to pet bumblebees.
I don't think they sting you, do they?
I don't think. I think some bumblebees do. Maybe.
They can't sting?
No, because they're like carpenters, right? Are those
don't
the same
bite.
As bumblebees? Ants will bite. Mm-hmm. There you go. More reason to get them out.
Ants up close are pretty terrifying. Okay, so I have a question for you guys, actually, off the top of the dome. What is one insect, if they all had to grow, you know what I mean? What's one that no way it can't become huge?
Oh, man.
Like human-sized bug?
Yeah. So, like, if ants were to, you know, I'm assuming Sammy's would be huge. Yeah, that's ants.
They'd take over the workforce. They'd be humongous.
Ants? Wow.
They're they like, if they lift like 1,000 times their weight now. Imagine them now.
And I'm the first person they're coming for.
So that's, they have a picture of Sammy in there.
I'm most wanted. Yeah.
They have little militia meetings just ready for when the time comes.
I think I would go mites.
Mites?
The little things on your skin. Oh, are just geez. Like the things you can't see.
Or like the ones bugs. That are like there now.
Bed bugs would make me cry. Ticks? Ticks are one thing. I like to say I like to relocate bugs, but when I see ticks...
You ever have one on you?
I've never had one stick to me. My brother Trace had one like stuck in his arm, and I remember I think he burnt it off, actually. He tried to pick it off, and the head was stuck, so he took a lighter.
I had one on my back. It like I didn't know it was there, and it got big, like dime sized. I had to take Lyme medicine and all that kind of Lyme disease medicine and all that kind of stuff.
Lyme disease is serious.
Jared had it. His face drooped. He had what's that called? What's it called when your part of your face goes Bell's palsy? Yeah, he had Bell's palsy because of Lyme.
I think I was the person who found the first spot when it happened to Jarrett at the 4th of July, your 4th of July?
Yeah.
Or Memorial Day weekend party.
Yeah.
I saw the spot. I was like, did you get bit by a tick? And then he went to urgent care the next day, I think, right? Or the hospital the next day?
You knew. Mm-hmm. Wow, you could have saved him. He could have Bell's palsy. His whole face could be ruined.
He had it bad, too. Like, he would blink and his left eye would, like, go left. It was terrible. Good job.
So scary. So bugs. Stink bug would be horrible for me. But
like what would the stink bug really do?
I think the stink bugs would be
bad. They'd stink.
Everybody would look at a stink bug and be bad. Like, they would be kind of like shunned. They you know shun. What I mean? Because they stink, and nobody wants a huge stinker walking around.
You can't mess them too. And I do a horrible thing that I told him about.
Torches them.
I don't torture them, but I don't like touching them with my hands and throw them out. So I drink a lot of water bottles, and I'll take the caps up and I'll save the caps on my desk. So then I'll just put the cap over top of them.
That's plotting.
That's torture.
No, I don't.
That's like first premeditated degree murder.
So now they got their own hit board on me.
Yeah, so we can't have either.
They committed a war crime against
me. So if either one of those gets big, Sammy's dead and I'm dead.
Yeah.
I think the common answer would be spiders, but I'm thinking flying cockroaches.
That'd be bad. They'd take over the planet.
Locusts. Can you guys imagine the locusts that come every so
the
loud?
The cicadas? I hate cicadas.
Yeah. Centipedes?
Centipedes would be kind of cool. You'd probably ride them.
100 legs.
They'd be like little. They'd be like the bird scooters.
They'd wipe out
a
whole
trains.
City.
Trains.
Yeah. Trains. Yeah. Bugs, man. Not for me. Not for me. People love them. Like, ever see those videos of them? They put the egg in their hand and then transition. And then it's humongous.
Yeah.
No way. Not for me. People who do that, I don't understand. I don't have that kind of. I love animals, but to some degree,
that's where
you
gotta, we draw the line.
Yeah.
I draw the line probably at like snakes too.
I love snakes.
Really?
I want one real bad. Actually, I don't know how to take care of it though. So,
what kind do you want? You want a big one?
No, not one that could strangle me. Yeah. Like I want one that could wrap around my arm, you know?
Just like a little gardener?
I could bring it to the studio, just let him hang out.
But then you got to feed it like mice and stuff.
Exactly. I think that's where it throws me off. I'd have to get like alive mice because I'm not carrying dead mice around. My snake is going to have...
But you'd want to...
I think that's worse. I think that's way worse.
Yeah.
My snake's going to have like training.
Oh my God.
Then I'd get attached to the mice because I...
Wait, training for what?
To... Like, be lethal, a lethal weapon.
Like, instead of a concealed carry gun, you carry a snake.
When you go to the pet store to get a snake, I'm gonna show them this video.
Yeah, don't let it happen.
Man, we actually picked it on the wall. We've been expecting it.
All right, guys. Well, anything else? What in a capsule, what can people look forward to on the new podcast?
Time for the girlies.
Maybe some fun facts. Okay. You know? I love a good fun fact, and the segments at the end can definitely be something for, you know, people to learn.
Fun drinks.
Cool.
We're expecting a sponsorship from Alani.
Come on.
We're putting it out there.
Come on.
We're manifesting it. Come on. Hard.
It's on our mood boards.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
All right. Well, check it out. Pine Cellar's coming soon. Pine Cellar Podcast underneath the umbrella of the Pine Room. You can check them out. I believe you guys are going to make your own accounts and stuff, so you can follow the whenever that has come to fruition. Check that out. We're going to be coming out with some stuff for them, promoting the Pine Cellar Podcast, and look forward to the female spotlight. Think we're going to have some fun.
Yep.
All right, guys. Until next time, we'll see you here in the Pine Room. Later.